Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. This is actually episode number 92. And what can I say? I'm kind of back to normal. I was sick last week. I had a cold, so it wasn't anything spectacular. But I'm back to normal now, pretty much, except for the fact that I'm pretty tired. But I'm pretty tired all the time. Might be the weather too, because it's kind of cold and weird and rainy, and it gets dark so early that I fall asleep at work almost. Not really. Of course, I'm very focused and I do my best at work, but still kind of tired sometimes. Well, in this episode, I'm gonna talk about a topic that just came to me minutes ago, actually, as I was thinking about what I could talk about, because the last episode seemed to really resonate with a lot of you. So I thought I'm going to talk about self-sabotage. I don't like this word. I don't like its meaning. I don't like anything about it. Self-sabotage actually means that you work against yourself, that you make choices that are actually not good for you, that if you have a goal, you do everything other than the things necessary to reach it. So self-sabotage is actually a dangerous thing because it destroys your motivation. It destroys your integrity, if you will, and it distracts you from your goal, and that's not good. Well, obviously. So my dad actually said that when he was my age, he had a ton of goals and he knew exactly what he wanted. And then he said, well, it doesn't seem like you have that same thing going. And I kind of thought about it. What I can say is I have different goals from my dad, obviously. Different goals than he had when he was my age. But I still do have goals. The question is only, am I really working towards them? Or am I standing in my own way? And that's a question that you can ask yourself too. Firstly, do you have goals? What are your goals? Or your goal? You don't have to have tons of goals. One goal is actually better, because then you have one thing to focus on and one thing to work towards. And then ask yourself whether you're actually doing things that are bringing you closer to it or not. And I'm not sure that what I'm doing is actually working. Yeah, I really have to say it that way. Like, I do have my goals. I don't want to talk about them for now in this episode because I want to focus on this point of what happens if we work against ourselves. I think that self-sabotage can have many different faces and many different ways to show itself. It's the little things oftentimes, and it's things like letting fear keep you from moving forward. And maybe, and this is just my hypothesis, maybe fear is at the root of it. Because, I mean, just think about it. You want to reach your goal. What keeps you from reaching your goal is actually the fear that you aren't good enough. The fear that you'll fail. The fear that other people are going to judge you, or that you are going to judge yourself. So I think it all comes down to self-worth and self-confidence and self-love. Those three things, and especially self-worth, are really key. If you don't have self-worth build up inside of you, then you're never going to accept that you're worthy of your goal. You're never going to think that you deserve what you envision and what you wish for. If you don't have self-confidence, you're never going to have the courage to actually move towards your goal. You're going to stop before you've started. And if you don't have self-love, you will never have the compassion towards yourself to accept that you are human, that you have flaws, that you don't have to be perfect, that no matter if you reach your goal or not, you're still amazing. So my question is actually, how do we build up those three things? I haven't really found an answer yet, to be very honest. But I think that being aware of those components and of the fact that they matter and that they matter to you, that's the first step and the most important one. I think a lot of things can get better if we talk about them, if we realize what's actually going on inside of us. So I really, really hope that this episode got you thinking, observing, questioning yourself, your motivations, your goals. And I'm actually going to think about this. I'm actually going to do some research and I'll reveal the answer to the question, how to build up self-worth, self-love, and self-confidence in my next episode. I think that's a really good thing. And it's also very fitting because next episode is actually going to be the last episode of 2022. So we can all start the new year with positive new habits and a lot of love and positivity. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. That would help me out a lot. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would be just terrific. And if you like my podcast, you could also recommend it to somebody else. Show it around to your friends and let them know about this. I'm still a small creator, but it's always amazing to see that people listen to what I have to say, and that really warms my heart. Thank you so much. And yeah, you can also find me on Instagram and follow me there. I'm at World of Vila on Instagram to let me know what you think about my podcast, what you want to hear from me. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.